Mashar. The next place people would encounter is the Mashar. The Quran says that after the trumpet is sounded the second time, all mankind born from Adam sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the day of judgment would be raised to life again. This raising to life in that language of the Quran is called Hashar. We have already alluded to the fact that after the great upheaval on this day, a new earth would come into existence. This raising to life would take place on that new earth. The details of the events and incidents which would take place once people are created again are as follows. All mankind would be given life and would rise from their graves. Each person would be given a body and a soul. This very recreation is called the second life by the Quran. Reference Surah 40 verse 11. The previous body of each person would be replaced with a new one, which would be appropriate to endure God's blessings as well as His wrath. However, each person would have the same personality at that time as he had in this world. And the trumpet will be blown and suddenly they will rise up from their graves and hasten to their Lord. Surah 36 verse 51. And they say, when we are turned to bones and bits of dust, shall we be raised to life again? Tell them, whether you turn into stone or iron or any other substance which in your opinion is even harder than these, even then you shall still be gathered to us. They will then ask, who will recreate us? Tell them, the one who created you the first time. At this they will shake their heads before you and will ask, when will this be? Tell them, it may well be near at hand. Surah 17 verses 49 to 51. In this second life, the abilities and powers of a person would greatly increase. Whilst being stationed at his own place, he would even be able to see anyone he wants to, however far that person may be, and would also be able to converse with him. It is mentioned in the Quran that when a person dwelling in paradise would remember a friend of his in the previous life, he, from where he is, would easily be able to see that friend residing in the depths of hell. He will say, just take a peep inside. After saying this, as soon as he will bend down, he will see his friend in the very midst of hell. Then will say, by the Lord, you almost wrecked me. Had not the grace of God been with me, I would have surely been among those who have been brought and seized. Surah 37 verses 54 to 57. This would be a new world whose earth will be lit up with the light of God. His majesty would surround him and angels would encircle him. Everything would declare his praise. Even criminals would reach his presence whilst declaring his praises and exaltedness. Then the trumpet will be sounded again and they will suddenly rise while staring around them. And the earth on that day will be lit up with the light of her Lord. Surah 39 verses 68 to 69. On that day he will summon you all, and you shall obey him whilst declaring his praises and exaltedness, and you will think that you had stayed just for a small period. Surah 17 verse 52. And you will see the angels encircling the throne, giving glory to their Lord and declaring his praises, and judgment will be passed with fairness between people, and it will be declared, gratitude is for God, Lord of the universe. Surah 39 verse 75. On that day, the earth and the heavens will be in God's grasp. For those who deny it in this world, this day will be such that its severity will turn the young into old. And on the day of judgment, he will hold the entire earth in his grasp, and the heavens will be folded up in his hand. Glory be to him. Exalted is he above those whom they associate with him. Surah 39 verse 67. So if you deny, how then will you save yourself from the day which shall make the children gray-haired? The heavens are ripping apart with its burden, and the promise of God undoubtedly is certain to be fulfilled. Surah 73 verses 17 to 18. The deeds done by people will be evident from their very faces. Everyone will be only thinking of his own self and will have no concern for others. A brother will not respond to the wailings of his own brother, and sons will be heedless to the cries of their parents. Men will forget their wives and children. So when the deafening blast comes, ask them, where will they go? On that day, man will flee from his brother and from his mother and his father, his wife and his children. Everyone will be concerned with his own self. Many a face on that day will be bright, smiling and rejoicing, and many a face on that day will be gloomy, veiled in darkness. They will be of these very disbelievers, these wrongdoers. Surah 80 verses 33 to 42. The wrongdoers on that day will be dragged by their forelocks. They will follow the very leaders there who they used to follow in the previous world. These wrongdoers will be recognized from their faces and will be brought from their graves in such a manner that one angel will be punishing from behind and another will be marching along him to bear evidence against him. They will be asked to prostrate in order to humiliate them, but they will not be able to do so. The wrongdoers will be recognized through their looks. Then they shall be seized by their forelocks and their feet and thrown into hell. At that time, which of your Lord's majesties would you deny? Surah 55 verses 41 to 42. But they followed what the Pharaoh said to them, even though what he said to them was not right. On the day of judgment, he shall stand in front of his people and shall lead them into the fire. What an evil place to reach where they have reached. Surah 11 verses 97 to 98. And the trumpet shall be sounded. That day is the one in which our threats will manifest, and every soul shall come, such that there will be one who drives it on, and another to bear evidence. Surah 50 verses 20 to 21. They must remember the day when a great tumult will take place, and they will be called to prostrate, and they will not be able to do so. Downcast shall be their looks. Ignominy shall cover them. These wrongdoers, their backs have now become stiff, whilst they also used to be called to bow in adoration when they were capable of it. Surah 68 verses 42 to 43. Mankind on that day will be divided into three groups, the foremost in faith, the righteous, and the wrongdoers. The second of these two groups will be given their record in their right hand, whilst the hands of the third of these groups will be tied and they will be given their record from behind in their left hand. And on that day you will be divided into three groups, the companions of the right hand, so what to speak of the good fortune of the companions of the right hand, and the companions of the left hand, so what to speak of the misfortune of the companions of the left hand, and the foremost are after all the foremost. They indeed are the near ones. Surah 56 verses 7 to 11. And he whose record is handed out to him from behind his back, into his tied up hands, will call for death, and shall enter the blazing fire of hell. Surah 84 verses 10 to 12. The reality behind the differences between people shall be disclosed, when they will be brought forth for accountability. Each and every deed of theirs will be justly presented before them, and with the weight it carries. At that time, neither will friendships avail people, nor any sale or purchase, ransom or intercession will be of any use to anyone. No one will be wronged. Everything will stand clear in the utmost manner. To God shall you all return, and then he shall inform you about that in which you are differing. Surah 5 verse 48. And on the day of judgment, we shall set up the scales of justice, so that no man shall in the least be wronged. And if a person has done a deed as small as a grain of a mustard seed, we shall bring it forward, and sufficient are we for taking account. Surah 21 verse 47. And guard yourselves against the day when no soul shall be of use to another in any way, and no intercession shall be accepted, and no compensation be taken from it, nor will people be helped. Surah 2 verse 48. Witnesses shall be presented so that the wrongdoers are left with no excuse to deny their sins. Prophets of God shall also be presented as witnesses. Even the tongues, hands, feet, ears, eyes, and skins of people will bear witness. After this, judgment shall be passed, and the earth shall be lit up with a light of her Lord, and the register of accounts shall be laid open, and all the prophets shall be called, and those who also were given the responsibility of bearing witness, and people shall be judged with fairness, such that none shall be wronged. Surah 39 verse 69. On the day when their own tongues, hands, and feet will bear witness to their deeds. Surah 24 verse 24. Until when they come near it, their ears, their eyes, and their very skins will bear witness to what they had been doing in the previous world. Why did you bear witness against us? They will ask their skins, and their skins will reply, God who gives speech to all things has given us speech, and it was he who created you the first time, and now to him are you being returned. Surah 41 verses 20 to 21. It is on this occasion that the deities whom the polytheists worshipped shall regard them as liars, leaders shall disown their followers, and the eternal enemy of man, Satan, shall also renounce his followers and regard them as sinners. And when they who indulged in polytheism in this world will see their deities, they will say, Lord, these are the deities whom we called up whilst leaving you. At this they, the deities, will retort, You surely are liars. Surah 16, verse 86. At that time when those who were followed will disown their followers and will face punishment, and the ties which now unite them will suddenly break asunder. Surah 2 verse 166. And after the judgment has been passed, Satan will say to them, "Indeed, true was the promise which God made with you, and I never fulfilled the promises I made with you. And I had no power over you. I only called you, and you responded to my call. Do not now blame me, but blame yourselves. Here I cannot address your grievances, nor can you address mine. I have already denied your making me a partner with God. Indeed, it is for such wrongdoers that there is a grievous penalty." Surah 14 verse 22. Hell. Hell is the abode of punishment for the sinners. It is also a place in which their sins are cleansed and purged. It has been mentioned in the Quran with various names. At some places it has been called Jahannam, and at others Saqar. It has also been called Al-Sa'ir, Al-Nar, and Al-Nar Al-Kubra. It is the worst of abodes according to the Quran. Reference Surah 2 verse 126, 206, and Surah 3 verse 151, and Surah 14 verse 29. The Almighty has informed us that it will have 7 doors, and for each door there will be a certain share of sinners. Surah 15 verse 44. If the sins which the Quran has called deadly are enumerated, they can be categorized as 7. Reference Surah 17 verses 22 to 39. Satan tries to induce people into one or all of these sins in order to lead them to hell. In all probability, each of these 7 doors of hell are for these 7 deadly sins. The extent and size of hell is also intended to be made evident from this description. It will be so huge that it will have 7 doors through which sinners will be made to enter in accordance with the sins they had committed. It has also been stated in the Quran that 19 angels are in charge of it. And what do you know what this hell is? It will not show mercy nor spare anyone. It scorches the skin. Deputed over it are 19. Reference Surah 74, verses 27 to 30. At various places in the Quran, it has been mentioned that people who deliberately associate partners with God and profess disbelief in Him shall be punished eternally. Similar will be the punishment of a Muslim who kills another Muslim deliberately. People who disobey the laws of inheritance are also promised this doom. This fate will also await those who have committed some similar crimes. No doubt, there will be people who will be taken out of hell once they complete their term of punishment. However, it is evident from the Quran that in order to punish the previously mentioned criminals, hell will always be kept intact. In spite of this, it can be expected that one day, hell too shall cease to exist. The reason for this is that its torment is a threat from the Almighty and not a promise, and the Almighty certainly has the right to reduce the punishment of these sinners or turn them into dust and ashes and eternally bury them in hell. Then the damned shall be cast into the fire. Here they will groan and scream like donkeys and shall abide in it as long as the heavens and the earth of that world exist, unless your Lord ordains otherwise. Indeed, your Lord is able to accomplish what He wants to. Surah 11 verses 106 to 107. The Quran also mentions the spiritual and corporal punishments which will be meted out to the sinners in hell. There will be the punishment of the fire. Surah 22 verse 9. This fire will scorch skins. Reference Surah 74 verse 29. Disfigure faces. Reference Surah 23 verse 104. Pluck out skins. Reference Surah 70 verse 16. Reach the hearts. Reference Surah 104 verses 6 to 7. And its flame will be larger than castles. Reference Surah 77 verse 32. Neither will people die nor receive any comfort in it. Reference Surah 35 verse 36. And reference Surah 87 verses 12 to 13. Such boiling water will be given to them for drinking that it will cut their intestines to pieces. Reference Surah 47 verse 15. This boiling water will also be poured on their heads. Surah 22 verse 19. They will be made to drink the fluid in which wounds are washed. Reference Surah 69 verses 36 to 37. And reference Surah 78 verses 24 to 25. Thorny bushes and the tree of Al-Zaqum will be the food they will be given, and this tree will boil in their stomachs like the boiling of scalding water. Surah 88 verse 6 and Surah 44 verses 43 to 46. It will neither nourish them nor satisfy their hunger. Surah 88 verse 7, they will wear garments of fire. Surah 22 verse 19, their necks will have yokes and their feet will be in chains. Surah 40 verse 71 and Surah 76 verse 4, everything will become a yearning for them. Surah 19 verse 39, the greatest punishment will be that sinners will not be able to see the Almighty nor receive any attention from Him. Surah 83 verse 15, the Almighty will not even like to look at some of them. Surah 3 verse 77, indeed, hell lurks in ambush, a place for the transgressors. They will abide therein for ages. Nothing cool will they taste therein, nor will they have anything to drink save hot water and pus, a recompense according to their deeds. These people are those who did not expect any account of their deeds and had recklessly denied our revelations, whereas we have counted all their doings by writing them down. So taste, you, O people, we shall only increase torment for you. Surah 78 verses 21 to 30. Paradise. This is the abode of the righteous. Jesus sallallahu alaihi wasallam has called it the kingdom of heaven. Reference Matthew 5:19 to 20 and 7:21. The Quran has also called it Rauda or garden, Firdaus or orchard, Jannah al-Na'im or orchard of blessings, Jannah al-Khuld or orchard of eternal life, Jannah Adhan or orchard of eternal abode, besides some other similar names. It is as expansive as the universe and is a place of eternal bliss, where in contrast to this world, there is no concept of death with life, sorrow with happiness, worry with satisfaction, hardship with ease, and torment with blessings. Its comfort is eternal, its bliss endless, and its days and nights unending. Its peace is forever, its happiness will never cease, and its majesty is everlasting, and its perfection immaculate. And as for the fortunate, they shall abide in paradise, and remain there as long as the heavens and the earth of that world endure, unless your Lord ordains otherwise, as a favor never ending. Surah 11 verse 108. Believers will be led into it with such majesty that before them and behind them, and on their right and on their left, everywhere there will be angels of God. These angels will escort them in their company to paradise, where its guards will welcome them with salutations and greetings. And those who feared their Lord shall be led in throngs to paradise, until when they draw near, its gates will be opened for them, and its keepers will say to them, peace be to you, rejoice and enter into it to dwell forever. Surah 39 verse 73. The Quran has portrayed the life of paradise by depicting the life of royal and regal people, so that man in this transient world is able to have some idea of the blessings of paradise. Hence it is for this purpose that lush green orchards, flowing streams, luxuriant gardens, towering castles, very expensive utensils, slaves wearing golden waistbands, thrones made of gold, clothes of satin and brocade, goblets of crystal, blissful gatherings, and stunning virgins are mentioned. However, for the God-fearing, there is great success on that day. Gardens to dwell in, and grapes to feast on, and blooming maidens of equal ages to be charmed with, and overflowing cups to be drunk in their companionship. They will not hear therein any idle talk or any false accusation. This will be the reward from your Lord, exactly according to their deeds. Surah 78 verses 31 to 36. So Allah, their Lord, saved them from the affliction of that day and bestowed them with freshness and joy, and as reward for being patient in this world, gave them paradise to live in and robes of silk to wear. They will be reclining in it on thrones, and will feel neither the heat of the sun nor the cold of the winters. The shades of its trees will bow down over them, and the clusters of their fruits will be within their easy reach. And dishes of silver to eat from, and goblets of crystal to drink from, will be passed around them. And the crystal will be of silver which they, their attendants, will have aptly arranged for every service. Besides this, they will be given to drink a wine flavored with zanjabil. This is also a spring therein called Salsabil, and they will be attended by boys graced with eternal youth. They will be running around. When you see them, you will think that they are pearls scattered about. And wherever you look, you will see great bliss and a kingdom glorious such that even the outer garments of the dwellers of paradise will be of green silk and brocade and satin. And they were adorned with bracelets of silver, and then they reached the place where their Lord entertained them with pure wine. Indeed, this is a reward of your deeds, and congratulations to you that your endeavors have been acknowledged. Surah 76, verses 11 to 22. Similarly, the Quran has said that the dwellers of paradise will get whatever they desire. Reference Surah 41, verse 31, Surah 43, verse 71, and Surah 50, verse 35. Their hearts will be cleansed from envy and malice. Like brothers, they will sit on thrones facing each other. Reference Surah 7, verse 43, and Surah 15, verse 47. They will never be turned out from paradise, nor will they ever get fed up and want to come out of it, and nor will they face any sort of difficulty there. Reference Surah 15, verse 48, Surah 18, verse 108, and Surah 35, verses 34 to 35. The blessings and favors of paradise will come before them every time with a new taste, pleasure, and beauty. When the same fruit will be given to them again and again, each time it will have a new taste, a fresh outlook, and provide them with a unique pleasure. Reference Surah 2, verse 25. Purity and cleanliness will abound everywhere. Surah 56, verse 25. Neither will there be any regret of the past, nor any fear of the future. Surah 2, verse 62, 112, 262, 274, and 277. Most of all, the dwellers of paradise will be blessed with the pleasure of God. He will be pleased with them, and in return the whole atmosphere will resound day and night with cries of exaltation, gratitude, and praise for the Lord from these dwellers. Surah 9, verse 72, Surah 10, verse 10, Surah 19, verse 62, Surah 22, verse 24, and Surah 39, verse 73. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has further explained that the dwellers of paradise shall eat and drink, but will neither spit nor need to urinate or defecate. Neither will there be any fluid coming out of the nose, nor will there be any saliva and cough. Even their sweat will smell of musk. They will live in such luxuries that they will encounter no hardship. Neither will their clothes rot, nor will these people lose their youth. A caller will call. There is such health here which has no illness. There is such life here which has no death. There is such youth here which has no old age. The faces of people will be shining like the moon and the stars. Reference Al-Bukhari Al-Jami Al-Sahih 553, number 3327, and Muslim Al-Jami Al-Sahih 1231, 1233, number 7149 and 7157. All this portrayal is to bring these sites closer to our comprehension. What exactly is their reality? The best answer to this question is the one given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in paradise the Almighty will provide his servants with that which eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and never has any person ever been able to imagine what is in it. Reference Al-Bukhari Al-Jami Al-Sahih 541, number 3244, and Muslim Al-Jami Al-Sahih 1228, number 7132. On a similar note, the Quran too has said, "Then no one knows what bliss has been kept hidden for him as a reward for his deeds." Surah 32, verse 17.